verse 10. Let me just read 8 and 9. So I'm not, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. And it's neat that it was hidden. Satan didn't know. I think he knew who Jesus was. I think he recognized the anointing and the authority. And all Satan knows how to do is destroy. So he figured, the quicker I kill him, the better. If I kill him, I win. And God, in his hidden wisdom, you kill him, I win. It's just so huge. Oh, man. Can you imagine fighting against God and really trying and thinking you're going to win? Shoot, do you realize how twisted the devil is? Please don't ever listen to him. Please. I mean, if he's telling you to fear, don't fear. If he's telling you to be discouraged, come on. Don't be discouraged. Do you know how those little attitudes creep up in us, even towards people? I don't think I like him, or I don't think I like her. Well, yeah. You know how we get? That's not God. Don't listen to that stuff. The devil's a loser. We got to see to it that he loses in this day, in this hour, in our lives. Amen? Amen. Who knows that he has the power to deceive if you don't stay filled with the Word? And who knows that he's here to steal, kill, and destroy? And who knows that that's possible if you don't stay in the Word? But Jesus did everything necessary to defeat and destroy him and give us that victory. Life and death is where? The power of life and death is in your tongue. If we weren't major players in this whole picture, God would never put that kind of power in your tongue. He would just let you go to church and he'd just cover everything. Nope. He's telling you and I to war, even with our tongues, and even speak life. And even when you're feeling worried, you're speaking life and victory and the promise of heaven. Even when your body's in pain, you're not loving your own life unto death, and you're speaking the victory of the cross. See what I mean? You start feeling sorry for yourself and getting yourself all caught up in this thing, you're going to make a mistake. That's like putting a big red bullseye on yourself. Say, here I am, I'm a target. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a target. I'm not a target. If you shoot at me, I read Ephesians 6, I'm walking with the shield of faith and it's able to quench how many darts? How many? So they really don't have to slip through and hit us, do they? The Bible says that the shield of faith is able to quench. Oh, that's why I'm not a fan of, well, God allowed and God's this and God's that. That God allowed thing has crept into the church and it's created a very passive people that laid down their shields and say, whatever will be. He's sovereign and he knows all things and he's in control, you know. Man, I don't like that kind of doctrine. Never preached that in your younger days, did you? I don't know if I heard a word about it. Just kidding. Before I was born again in 95, I would have believed that. I would have accepted that. It wasn't until I got alone and closed the bedroom door and opened a Bible and wanted to know the truth with right reasons. I wanted to know the truth, not to prove somebody wrong. Don't go seeking God for truth because you want to prove somebody wrong or you won't hear truth. God's not playing that, see? John 7 says, if you will to do His will, you'll know the truth concerning the doctrine. Your motive is huge. The reason why you're seeking God has to be for Him and His glory and His name's sake, so that you fulfill everything you were created for and called to. The reason you close your door and pray, man, it can't be for special favor and power and to prove somebody this. It's got to be for Him. It's all for Him. If you will to do His will, you'll know the truth concerning the doctrine. Okay? You understand now why it says the pure in heart shall?
That's right.
God gives grace to the, and He resists the proud. Please don't be proud. Please don't have an attitude. It's worthless. Watch. Your opinions are worthless. They're meaningless. They're frail. And so are mine. The Word of God is forever. Amen? I'm not being mean right now or smart. I'm just telling you. That's the truth. Verse 10. So we just covered that Satan didn't. He thought to kill Jesus was the answer. He thought that when he was born, because through Herod he killed all the kids. Remember? Do you remember how he killed all the kids through Herod? He thought the answer was to what? Get rid of the man of God, prophet of God, son of God. Amen? Welcome, ladies. Bless you. He thought the same thing back in Moses' day. Remember? Kill the kids. There's a deliverer coming. We'll kill the kids. So he played right into the hand of God when he killed his son, Jesus Christ, because he became the sacrifice and offering for us all. We might get into that in a little bit. But look at verse 10. The reason that he did this through Christ and he kept it a mystery until now is with the intent that now, I don't usually do this, but say now with me. Now. Not tomorrow. You get it? That now the manifold wisdom of God, that's like the varied or many-sided, many-faceted, the deep, many-sided wisdom of God. It's just so profound. The intent that now, that's a big word, now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. God wants to manifest and reveal his wisdom to the powers of darkness through us, his people. God wants to showcase himself through us. God wants to thump the works of darkness and destroy the works of the devil through his church. We're really not waiting on Jesus to come and deliver us. He has delivered us. We're really not waiting for Jesus to come and save us. He has saved us. We're really not. He has paid a price. And he has paid it in full. He said on the cross, it is finished. What you believe and what I believe about this is just, it's monumental. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Watch this. According to the eternal purpose, so He's revealing his manifold wisdom to the devil by the church. Now watch this. So a guy that was being puppeted by the devil, bound by drugs for 22 years, ruining his own life and his family's lives, and just a pawn of the devil, just serving him willingly, just like a brute beast by sheer instinct, just living and destroying himself. All of a sudden, in a moment, in a one revelation of this gospel of the love of God, new creature, totally on another side, able to destroy the very thing that he served. Amen. In a moment. Oh my, watch. Not something you got to go away and go to school for or grow in and wait 10 years to. I was serving me. Thoughtfully serving me. I was really serving the devil. God, forgive me. I want to live for you. That'll change everything right there. Won't it? Because all of a sudden, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead and defeated death and hell and the grave dwells in you. You were darkness. Now you're light. You were lost. Now you're found. Yeah. The manifold wisdom of God. Now imagine the devil. For years, he's just... Pick his head up and put it back on. I got to finish my illustration. He can't put the head back on. Good boy. Good boy. You passed the test. So he's walking him around. Really? He's walking him around. And he has him at will, at his beck and call. Because we're deceived. We're living for ourselves. And we think, here's the deception. We think we're living for us. There's nobody living for himself.
Amen.
Jesus said it this way. You're either living for God or the devil. Either Jesus is your Lord and King, or Satan is your master. And we get so deceived, we say, well, I don't want to serve. I saw a little story one time. Somebody laid it on my desk in my office once, and it was about all these people standing. And all of a sudden, a fence was there, and the devil came. How did it work? I think Jesus was there, and the devil was there, and they're walking through the people like this. And this fella, he's looking, and he jumps up on the fence. And all the people on the devil's side disappeared, and Jesus said, disappeared. And there's this guy, this fella sitting on the fence. Nobody's around. It's a cool little analogy. He said, on this thing I was reading, it said that all of a sudden the devil just boop, appeared again. And he's kind of like he lost something. He said, oh, and he looked at the man, there you are. He said, whoa, don't be looking at me. He said, I didn't choose him or you. I'm sitting on the fence. He said, well, the fence is mine. And it all disappeared. Him and the fence. Jesus said this. Watch what he said. Either you're for me or you're against me. Or you gather to me or you scatter. The manifold wisdom of God destroys sin, its fragrance, its stench, its produce. It destroys sin through the blood of his Son. So what was serving sin, what could only reproduce after its own kind, changed to produce life and life even more. It's the beauty of the gospel. Oh, man. And here's the cool thing. That's why Satan wants you. He doesn't mind you not liking him. He likes you thinking you're in control. He loves that. He loves you thinking that it's all about you. Because it's really all about him. And if that's the case, he'll just stay way back. Not sure how I got on this, but it feels right. He'll just stay way back and he'll let you just go. But see, here's the thing. Once you realize it was the devil, once you come to your senses and realize, oh, it puts a fervor and a tenacity in your heart, doesn't it? And all of a sudden, the thing you used to serve, that by grace you were delivered, now you are determined to destroy. That's the church. It's the songs we sing. I once was lost, but now amazing grace. Right? Maybe we ought to just sing that. Maybe just one chorus. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Amen. What did it say? We were once what? And then we were once what? But now we what? The lights come on. See, what's wrong with him is that he sees now. Really? He sees. It should happen to all of us. Amen? No, listen. Because I love you, I'm going to read it. No, I got it. Todd is passing me scriptures, interrupting my wonderful sermon by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Can you tell we're free here? Amen. Yeah, don't get religious. God is all right with all this. 2 Corinthians 4:4, actually 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, It is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe. See, you can sit in a service like this and you can hear the things I was saying 3, 4, 5 minutes ago and go, yeah, wait, whatever. And actually feel like, yeah, whatever. And feel like you're in control. Man, it's just huge deception. Because Jesus is Lord and Satan's the God of this age. And it's not hard. The Bible says you know them by their fruit. Wow. Watch this. Who the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Why does Satan want to blind us? Why is he intent on deceiving us? Because the light of this gospel wants to shine and expose. He wants to open our eyes. Okay. Let me finish this in Ephesians real quick. According to verse 11, so we're making known the manifold wisdom of God. So I'm just using Todd as an example tonight. The same devil that he served is the same devil that he thumps through Jesus Christ. Isn't that powerful? That's the will of God. Watch this. Without any regret or mention of sin where God's Spirit is concerned. Satan does that stuff. Well, yeah, but what about? Well, yeah. It's going. You're a brand new creature. I preach this all the time. It keeps joy in my life. Redemption means you're brought back to original value before sin. I'm standing right now spiritually, positionally in Christ and through Christ with the wonderful Holy Spirit in me. And I'm standing before Almighty God right now as I'm talking to you as a man.